Today,
当主耶稣在遍帽山上祷告，他改变形象展现出神的荣耀的时候。
And when Lord Jesus was praying on the mountain of transfiguration, when he had the glory of God.
在福音书里面记载主耶稣他在山上这个祷告之间呢，突然摩西跟以利亚出现跟他说话。
And so while he was in the gospel books, while Jesus was praying on the mountain of transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appeared.
所以摩西代表的就是律法。
And Moses symbolizes the law.
但是以利亚所代表的就是先知。
And Elijah represents the prophets.
就是神他把他的信息告诉当时代的所有的人。
And he was a messenger for the Lord to spread his word.
先知所传讲的信息有时候不是只有在当世代的。
The message that the prophet brings not only applies to the people at that time.
先知的信息有时候是预言性的，是指着以后会发生的事情。
So the message of the prophet sometimes is a prophecy that will reveal something in a later time.
以利亚他其实用他的生命让我们向我们预言的最后能够完成神工作，作为他忠心仆人者会得到的。
So Elijah is a good example that of a loyal messenger of God and what we will receive if we are able to emulate him.
所以天国是实在的。
And so the kingdom of heaven is true.
因为有人已经没有死亡就升天去了。
Because there are people that have not passed away and did not die but was ascended to heaven.
他们还会再来。
And one day they will come again.
就好像主耶稣会再来一样。
Just like how Lord Jesus Christ will one day come again.
让我们明白主所应许的都是确实的。
And it will allow us to know that whatever that have been prophesied is true.
我们看以利亚先知很有能力。
So we see the authority of Prophet Elijah.
那他在列王记上十八章在加密山上，他怎么样让祷告之后火从天上降下来？
So we see how Elijah was praying on Mount Carmel and he allowed fire to descend from heaven.
他当时候跟神祈求。
And he prayed to God at this time.
我们看第十八章的第三十六节。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36.
列王记上十八章三十六节。
1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36.
来，请读。
Verse 36, And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known that this day that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. 37, Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
应该这是以利亚先知他向天上的神祷告。
So this is a prayer of Elijah to the God in heaven.
他特别说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And he specifically mentions the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
那其实他在说明的就是这些祖先就是以色列人他们的列祖，他们都很尊敬，他们也相信他们列祖是活在神面前的。
And so the Israelites truly believe that their forefathers dwells with God.
就是当一个人能够回到神那里去的时候，是活着的。
And that once a person returns back to God, then he is still alive.
神向摩西显现的时候，特别这样自我介绍。
So this is how God introduced himself to Moses.
我是你祖先列祖的神，我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
I am the Lord of the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
神不是死人的神，神是活人的神。
He is not a God of the dead, but he is the God of the living.
所以在神那里的人是永远活着的。
So those who dwell with God have eternal life.
他现在祈求神说。求你今日使人知道你以色列是以色列的神。
So Elijah prayed that let it be known this day that you are God in Israel.
也就是说，你是拣选这一群百姓，是赐给他们所有一切的这个似乎的主。
And that you are the God that has provided everything that they possess.
让他们知道我就是你的仆人。
And that I am your servant.
我又是奉你的命行这一切事的。
That have done all these things at your word.
所以神的使者是神的仆人。
So the messenger of God is the servant of God.
使者不是只是在传话而已。
The messenger is not only to pass on their messages.
使者是要神的使者是要做神的仆人来服侍神的百姓。
The messenger of God is also the servant of God to serve his people.
就好像神当初从万民当中选出人当君王来管理神的百姓一样。
And just like God have chosen kings out of many people to rule over his people.
所以你看神跟 要跟大卫显现，神跟所罗门王显现的时候，都特别这样讲。
So God, when God appeared to King David and Solomon, he said this.
这些都是被神从这些尘埃当中把它兴起来的，要他们来管理神的百姓，做以色列百姓的君呢。
And these are the kings that have arisen to rule over my people.
就是来管理神的人，所以人是属神的。
And these people belong to God. He is to rule over the people of God.
所以王也是受差派来做神要他做的工作而已。
So the king is also sent to do the work of God.
那现在以利亚先知跟神说，也知道让他们知道我是你的仆人。
And so Elijah prayed that for the people to also know that he is a servant of God.
所以今天我们要做神的仆人啊，就是要活出神的形象。
And so today to be a servant of God, we must be Christ-like.
就是仆人的样式啊，就是说明这个主人是什么样子。
So the servant should emulate the liking of his master.
好，所以今天一个家人的主人，他是过什么样的生活，他是什么样的态度，通常都会反映在他的家里面服侍这些仆人。他们的表现。
So usually the servants of the household will reflect the attitude and the thinking of their master.
所以以利亚他作为神的使者，他更是神的仆人，所以众人可以从他身上看到神的样式。
And so Elijah is a messenger and he also serves as a servant, so through him the people can see the image of God.
所以我们今天做神的使者是要我们整个生命去服侍的。
And so today to be a messenger of God, we must use our entire life to serve.
使者不是出一张嘴巴。
And a messenger is not only to speak.
而是我们怎么过日子。
But it is how we lead our lives.
是怎么样奉神的命行一切事。
How we do things in the name of God.
所以这些仆人他是奉神的差遣。
So these servants do things in God's name.
要有神的话语啊，让他做这个事，他就去做。
And so they do things at the command and the word of God.
所以奉差遣就很重要了。
So it is important to serve by His word.
要被送出去。
And to be sent out.
就是要有主人给他命令，所以他照着去做。
And they have to receive a command and they do accordingly.
他不需要去自己想出一些方法，然后去发明一些他自己的道路。
They do not come up with their own will and do things that follow their own heart.
所以每一件事情都要有神的吩咐。
So everything was according to the word of God.
今天我们做神的使者，就是要得到神的信息。
And so today, as a messenger, we must first receive the word of God.
所以当时候，你看以利亚他求神应允他的祷告。
And so here Elijah prays so the Lord can hear him.
所以使这个民知道你是神。
So that the people can know that you are God.
只有你是神，其他没有别的神了。
That you are the only God and there are no other.
又知道是你使百姓的心回转。
And it is you that have turned their hearts back to you.
今天我们人的心最难改变的。
So it is easy for our hearts to turn away today.
因此你看只有神有办法让人的心改变。
Only God can change a person's heart.
今天你看我们要传福音要去把这个信息告诉人家说来信耶稣这不容易。
And so we can see today when we are trying to preach, it is difficult for others to come and believe.
如果对基督徒已经信耶稣的人要跟他说你要按照圣经所记录的要守安息日要接受赦罪的洗礼，洗礼就是要这个方法，也很难。
So it is very difficult for us to tell another Christian that they must follow the Bible and to receive baptism in the correct manner. It is very hard for them to actually accept it.
这不是因为我们多会讲。
It is not dependent on how eloquent we are.
也不是因为我们圣经有多熟悉，我们把那个经文把它解释的都天衣无缝。
Or how knowledgeable we are with the Bible and can explain the scripture.
不信人就是不信。
But those that do not believe, they just won't believe.
你再怎么讲都没有用。
No matter how you bring it to them.
但是只有神有办法改变人的心。
But only God can change a person's heart.
所以当神动工的时候。
So when God is doing His work.
就是神让人的心回转，会看到道理的时候，他就明白。
And when God allows a person their hearts to turn, they will realize the truth.
所以神的使者他传递神的信息要能够有功效，其实这个关键是在神做工。
So for a messenger to have preach effectively, he must also is dependent on God.
所以我们需要祷告求神的。So 神的使者要让他的工作有效，是要借着祷告才有可能。
For his messenger to do work effectively, we must first pray.
所以今天我们要做神的仆人，我们一定要在祷告上下功夫。
And we must put forth the effort to pray as a servant of God.
今天有时候我们 很注意要去啊记住这些经文，我们要一定要知道各种技巧，怎么跟啊这些传福音的对象沟通，让他们可以接受我们的信息。
And today we put forth the effort to memorize the passages and to figure out what way is the best way to explain to a truth seeker.
我们今天下午应该接下去我们就会有一个实习的机会。
And so this afternoon we will have for us to for this to
我们会出去啊，去传福音。
And we will go out to preach.
去跟大家跟一些你不认识的人介绍一下信耶稣到信耶稣教会来啊，为什么他们需要来这里。
And we will introduce our church and why they should come to our True Jesus Church.
这些工作其实是要让我们可以练习怎么做神的使者。
And this type of work is to train us for us to be a better messenger of God.
我们是尽我们的本分，因为主耶稣这样托付我们，要把这个福音传给万民。
And we do this accordingly because Lord Jesus had commanded us to do so.
但是真正使民的心回转，这是神要自己做工的。
But it's actually God's work that if for a person to actually turn their hearts.
我们不知道谁是神的百姓。
We don't know who are the children of God.
我们出去就好像在撒种子一样而已。
When we go out, it is like spreading the seeds.
当这个种子落在好土地的时候。
If the seed lands on good soil,
它有一天它就会发芽，它就会成长。
Then one day it will bud and it will grow.
所以我们出去传递这样一个好消息。
So when we preach the good message,
要在安息日第七天的时候来聚会领受神的祝福。
And we'll preach that they need to come to Sabbath and observe on the seventh day.
我们祷告的时候可以讲灵言，像圣经所记载的。
And we pray, we speak tongue like the Bible.
我们可以借着这个。大水的赦罪，这个洗礼，然后得到罪赦免，罪得以赦免。
We can have the remission of sin through the correct way of water baptism.
我们可以来到教会，体验许多神的奇妙作为。
And we can experience the wonderful works of miraculous works of God in our church.
这都是我们传递出去的神的信息。
And this is the message that we are to preach.
但真正使人的心回转的是神自己。
But God is the one that actually turns the hearts of the people.
所以要配合祷告。
So it must be paired with prayer.
所以我们每一个做想要传福音都要在祷告上下功夫。
And so those who want to preach the word of God, they must put effort in prayer.
因为只有祷告才能够扭转人的想法。
Because only through prayer can we change the thoughts of men.
不是靠我们自己的口才。
Not by how eloquent we are.
以利亚他是这样子在祷告求神。
So this is the prayer of Elijah.
结果神就真的听了他的祷告。
And so the Lord heeded Elijah's prayer.
所以你看以利亚他展现出来的能力。让我们众人很羡慕。
And so the power that was manifested through Elijah is something that we look up to.
他没有祷告，天就没有下雨。
When he did not pray, the rain did not fall from the sky.
但是当他祷告祈求雨的时候，这个雨就下来了。
But when he prayed for rain, the rain fell.
我们在列王记上第十八章看到从第四十一节开始，哇，以利亚他祷告，这个雨就下来了。
So starting from 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 41, when Elijah prayed for rain, rain fell.
其实这是有神的应许在先的。
So this is a prophecy of God.
也就是说，神已经答应说要下雨了。
So the Lord already had promised that one day rain will fall again.
以利亚已经知道了。
And Elijah knew of this.
所以第十八章列王记上第十八章第一节。
So in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 1,
神派以利亚出去。
The Lord came to the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
你去让亚哈看到你。
And to present yourself before Ahab.
因为我要降雨在地上了。
And I will send rain on earth.
神掌握这个时间。
So the Lord controls this time.
神知道什么时候要干旱，什么时候要下雨。
The Lord knows when there will be drought, when there will be rain.
所有一切事情都在神的掌握底下。
And everything is under the control of God's hand.
所以当时间到了以后。
So when the time has come.
神要以利亚去见亚哈王。
The Lord wanted Elijah to present himself before Ahab.
让亚王知道他的问题出在哪里。
So Ahab knew where his problem was.
为什么会没有下雨？会有饥荒。
Why there was no rain and there was a drought?
现在神他透过他的使者，让民的心回转。
So God through his messenger was going to turn the hearts of his people.
然后要重新把雨降下来。
And once again send down the rain.
所以已经要下雨了。
So the rain was going to come.
以利亚已经知道神准备要下雨了。
And Elijah knew that God will send down rain.
所以当把这个假先知除掉之后。
So once he eliminated the false prophets.
民的心愿意承认只有 他们所拜这位神是独一真神。
And the people, the hearts of the people admitted that only the God whom they worship is the.
他们愿意顺服啊神，再一次的回转啊，归到这条正路来。
And they were willing to submit to God and once again go back and onto the right path.
他们把这个假先知杀了，其实代表他们愿意放弃过去的信仰。
And once they killed these false prophet, it represents that they were able to get rid of their old faith.
愿意再一次的啊。来敬拜这独一神
get rid of their own beliefs and turn back to the one true God.
所以以利亚又叫亚哈上去吃喝，因为他已经听到多雨的响声了。
So Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
那你看当王跟这跟随人去吃快乐的时候，他到山顶上去了。
So when Ahab went up to eat and drink, Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
他把屈身在地啊，第四十二节说他屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。
And then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees.
就是这是一个恳切祷告的姿态。
And this is a humble prayer, a sign of a humble prayer.
他真的是伏伏在神面前。
And he prostrated himself before the Lord.
祈求神照他所应许的，重新让百姓经历啊这个。他的作为让这个干旱可以解除。
And so the people can once again experience God and the drought to end.
当人愿意回转归向神的时候，神的恩典就临到了。
And so when the people are willing to change their heart, turn their hearts back to God, then the grace of God will be showered upon them.
所以你看他一连七次的啊这样子不灰心的祷告。
So he prayed seven times.
神训练他的先知。
And God was testing his faith.
虽然有神的应许在先。
Even though the promise of God was there,
但是人的祷告却不可以少。
But the prayer of men cannot decrease.
所以你看他一连七次的这样子，不断的请这个他的仆人上去看看神有没有什么动作。
So each time he prayed, he would send his servant to go see if there was rain.
到第七次，神的预兆就出现了。
And so on the seventh time, the prophecy of God came to pass.
所以一小片的云啊，像手掌这么大的。已经出现在这个地平面上面。
There was a cloud, the size of a man's hand.
那这个时候，你看啊，以利亚他知道神啊已经要降恩典了。
So Elijah knew that God was going to send down his grace.
所以四十五节，霎时间就天降大雨。
And so all of a sudden there was a heavy rain.
那这个干旱就得以解脱。
And the drought has ended.
所以我们看以利亚这么有能力。
So we see this power and authority from Elijah.
他祷告真的。神垂听他
，and the Lord listened to the prayer of Elijah.
他对亚哈王所预告的是实现的
，and what he had told Ahab came to pass.
所以今天你看神的使者，他所预告的信息一定要从神来的指示。
And so we see that the messenger of God, his message has to be coming from God.
不能够说自己的话
，he cannot speak of his own thoughts.
我们在列王记上啊这一段以利亚的故事这个记载当中呢。
So from the story of this recording of Elijah,
我们看到神的先知奉差遣传讲神的话语。
So we see that the messenger of God, the prophet of God, spoke his words.
但是到第二十二章的时候
，But in chapter 22,
我们看到的是啊，这个假先知啊。
When we see the emergence of false prophet,
他们怎么样啊？本他们自己的意识。去讨好人，说出了神没有指示的话语。
And they speak of their own words to gain the benefits of men, and not they did not speak of the Lord.
这是一个很强烈、很明显的对比。
And there is a sharp contrast between these two prophets.
那我们去了解什么叫做神的使者跟人的使者。
So we see there's a difference between the messenger of God and also the messenger of men.
列王记上二十二章记载亚哈王跟耶撒瓦王啊，他们两个联盟要去。啊，对抗亚兰国的这件事情。
So here records in chapter 22 records the incidents in which King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat aligned, made alliance to go against the Assyrians.
要出去打仗以前，约沙瓦王说应该要问神吧。
And so before they went to war, Jehoshaphat suggested that they should inquire of the Lord.
哦，所以第二十二章的第五节，请你先求问神。
So First Kings chapter 22 verse 5, Jehoshaphat said to the king, please inquire for the word of the Lord today.
这就是你看约这个南国的王啊，约沙法跟北国的王亚哈的差别。
And so we see the difference between the northern king of King Ahab and southern kingdom King Jehoshaphat.
一个敬畏神的人，他要做什么事情以前，先祷告问神。
A person that fears the Lord before they do anything, they will inquire of the Lord.
所以约沙法王啊，他后来在这个列王记的作者特别给他写，他是行神眼中看为正的事。
And from the author of the First Kings, records King Jehoshaphat as a king that does good before the eyes of God.
那是在第22:43。
And this is recorded in First Kings chapter 22:43.
因为约沙王的父亲亚撒也是这样子在他其实年轻的时代也是常常都求问神的，靠神。
And also in the ways of his father Asa, who also did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以他特别强调说，他不偏左右，行神眼中看为正的事。
And the Bible specifically mentions that he did not turn aside, left or right, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以今天那个约沙王，他懂得说，去打仗，他先问神吧，祷告看神的意思如何。
So King Jehoshaphat knew to pray before he went to war to see what was the will of God.
但是那时候的这个以色列王亚哈就不是这样了。
But the king of Israel at that time, Ahab, did not think the same way.
他所依靠的是他自己的兵多马强。
And he relied on his men and his power.
他期待的就是有其他的王联盟起来来对抗他的敌人。
And he hoped that he has alliance with other kings to face his enemies.
好了，现在既然约沙法王说要问先知啊，问神就要求要请先知来问哦。
So now the Jehoshaphat wanted to inquire the Lord, and there was a need for a prophet, a messenger.
所以22:6，那个以色列王就召集先知啊，400人啊，问他们说：“我们上去攻打可不可以啊？”
So verse 6, and the king of Israel gathered the prophets together and about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?"
那这些四百个先知就说：“可以啊，可以上去啊，因为哦，主必将那城交在王的手里了。”
So the 400 men responded, "So go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king."
但是显然这四百个先知哦，在约沙王眼中看出去的。这个不像是神的先知。
And so, from the looks of King Ahab of gathering the people, these people do not look like messengers of God.
不知道为什么约沙王当时他可以分辨得出来。
I'm not sure how Jehoshaphat was able to differentiate at the time.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们想想看自己。
But brothers and sisters, let us think for ourselves.
如果有些人他不认识我们是谁。
If some people they do not know who we are.
他如果看到我们的穿着打扮，我们说话行事为人。
But they look at how we dress and how we present ourselves.
他会不会能够很容易就分出，这个人是信耶稣的，他是很虔诚的基督徒
？Would they be able to know that we are a devout Christian?
还是这些人跟一般人也没什么两样
？Or is there no difference from us than the people of this world?
我们活在我们世上一举一动，别人都看在眼里啊。
And our every action is looked is seen by other people.
所以，当我们跟人讲话的态度方式
，So the way we speak to other people, our attitude.
我们如果碰到一些让我们不愉快的事情，我们是什么样的反应
？So if we encounter things that are not pleasing to us, how do we react?
或我们心里面很喜乐的时候，很满足的时候，我们是什么表情，什么表现
？Or if our hearts are happy and we are joyful, how do we react? How do we act?
这通常别人都可以从我们的表现去看出，这个人到底有没有信神。
And so from these reactions, other people can see if we truly believe in a God.
我们要享用神给我们的恩典，我们要吃饭，我们会祷告。
And so to receive the grace of God, and we will say prayer before our food.
所以我们会先感谢。
And we will say grace.
我们会对帮助我们会表达我们的感激，我们会常常跟人家感谢啊。
And we will give our thanksgiving to the people that have.
其实这一些的表现都是在世人眼前活生生的，在人眼前的。
And so these things that we do will be seen by those people around us.
所以别人能不能看出我们是属神的，是神的使者呢
？And so for how do we allow other people to see that we are a messenger of God?
我们说出了什么话
？By the words that we speak.
这个就很重要了。
And this is very important.
你看，当时候约沙法王他听了这四百个先知这样讲以后
，So after King Jehoshaphat heard of these 400 what these
你看他觉得。好像不太安心呢、啊。
And he was not comforted by their words.
因为这四百个人都异口同声说可以上去啊！你神说把这个敌人交给你们手里的。
Because all 400 of them said at the same time that the Lord will deliver them into the hand of the king.
约沙法王第七节说，这里不是还有神的先知吗
？So in verse 7, Jehoshaphat responded saying that is there not still a prophet of the Lord here?
好了，这个以色列王就说有，还有一个了。
And so, King Ahab said, "There's one more."
这个不是他养的人。
And it is not that someone that belonged to him.
这个是神的先知。
He is the prophet of the Lord.
第八节就说这个人叫做米该亚。
And verse 8 records the Micaiah.
他说我们可以托他来求问神啊。
And we can inquire the Lord from him.
但亚哈说我恨他，因为他指着我说的话，这预言都不是给予。单说凶言。
But Ahab said, "I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil."
也就是说，每次问他都是不好的。
Meaning that every time Ahab inquires him, it is evil, it is bad.
反正从他口中讲出来的话，对亚哈王来说都是听都很不舒服。
And everything that this prophet speaks is very uncomfortable to King Ahab.
所以你看，这个米该亚跟王就离得很远了。
So we see that Prophet Micaiah stayed far away from King Ahab.
其实亚哈王他已经有所准备，他要去打仗，他已经把这个四百个先知都交在他身边的了。
And so Ahab was already prepared. He gathered the 400 men.
但是你看，这个四百个先知给他的回答都是可以，神已经把这个城交在你手里了。
And we see from verse 6 that the 400 men said that they can go up to fight.
他们这些话让王听得很放心，非常心里面心花怒放的。
And so when the king heard the words of these 400 men, he felt comforted.
因为表示说，现在这个王所要做的，哎，得到这个神的认可，表示他出去打仗就得胜。
Because he felt that through these 400 men, he had the approval of God.
但是如果米该亚来讲，可能就不一样。
But when Micaiah speaks to him, it is very different.
好了，所以王不喜欢这个米该亚。
So the king, the Bible records that the king hates Micaiah.
但是约瑟王说，王不要这样讲了。
And so Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things."
我们就会看出，哎，一个会懂得求问神的人哦，他现在对从神来的信息，他就会发现说，有的是会指责的，有的是会鼓励的。
And so, as a true messenger of God, he is able to discern that some messages are for rebuke and some is for correction.
如果今天我们一直提到都是哦，这个人你做什么事都很顺利。
Some for praise, and if we constantly only receive praise today.
那其实那不见得从神来的、
哦。It may not always be from God.
这其实我们在听的人要小心呢、啊。
So it is very important to filter what we hear.
所以你看这个时候，既然约瑟王提出来了，所以这个以色列王就派使者去请米该亚来。
So now Jehoshaphat had brought this up to King Ahab. King Ahab summoned Micaiah.
那当时候，你看这些王的先知哦，都还做出了那个铁脚，这个你看用一个道具来说明说神怎么样让他们得胜。
And so the people of Ahab used props to explain how the Lord will give them victory.
他们讲得非常的肯定。
And they were very assured of themselves.
第十二节，所有的先知都是这样预言说，可以上去啊，基列拉抹去，必然得胜，因为神必将那城交在王的手中。
Verse 12, all the prophets prophesied so saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver into the king's hands."
你看，连这个要去。找米该亚这些使者都跟米该亚先通知了，人家四百个先知都异口同音说可以上去，你最好跟他们一样。
So the messengers that were calling Micaiah over already knew the results of the 400 men and told them that you must also agree with them.
要讲一些好话，讲一些祝福的话，不要让王生气。
And you must say some words of blessing so you do not anger King Ahab.
这个使者哦，已经先通知米该亚说什么话该讲，什么话不要讲了。
So these messengers already instructed Micaiah what to say.
也就是说，要了解现在当时的情形是什么， for, 要看情形，眼睛要亮一点。
And for him to understand what the situation is.
通常有时候我们很圆滑的人哦，都会看情势说话。
And sometimes we look lightly upon some of the words that are spoken to.
该讲好话的时候，你坏话不要讲。
So when it's time for to say blessings, we do not say.
因为怕人家生气。
Because we are fearful of what others may feel.
比如说
For example,
你看今天如果有人出生有小孩子出生了
If a person is born today,
哇大家都会说哇这个孩子 好可爱
Everybody will say this baby is very
cute 一定会跟他说哇你看这个父母亲好有福气
And how blessed the parents are
哇这个孩子好聪明
And how smart
如果我们那个小孩子他有的三四个月就会拿奶瓶啊哇这个母亲就很高兴这个孩子好聪明
Some babies at 3-4 months old they are able to hold their own bottle
一岁的时候就会背那个主导文
and when they're one they can recite the Lord's Prayer
哇有的很聪明啊真的一岁的时候才刚刚会写讲话说就已经会背京句了
And they, and then some of them are very clever, and they can recite verses when they're young.
哇，那所以所以旁人都会赞美说，哇，这个孩子好聪明，天才。
Some people will praise, saying that this child is a prodigy.
那这个时候，我想大家都不会讲任何什么不好的话、凶言或者是不吉利的话，讲了被人家讨厌。
And people dare not to speak curses at this time because they will provoke the anger of others.
但其实我们都要想一想。
But if we think about it.
其实我们一生下来
and when we are born,
有一天我们都会死
one day we will die.
所以你看没有人会说这个孩子生下来但是不久他也会死掉
so people will say that once a child is born that one day you will also die.
这个孩子很聪明 Even, 现在很有能力
and this child is very smart and clever at the
time 没人会说以后说不定会变成老人痴呆症
and they will not say that one day you will also have Alzheimer's.
但是真的有人真的虽然很聪明但是后来真的变痴呆了
And it is true, some people are very smart, but at the end, they have.
这是我们每个人可能都碰到的事啊。
And this is something that we all face.
所以你看，我们通常都会讲好话，让你很高兴嘛。
So usually we speak words that are
good to hear. 有些孩子很聪明，没有错。
And some students are actually really smart.
但是这个就看父母亲怎么教导这个孩子。
But it's really dependent on how the parent teaches them.
越聪明的孩子越需要时间，越需要关心。
And the more clever they are, the more care they need.
因为很聪明的孩子，他可能想很多。
Because for those who are very clever, they must think a lot.
如果没有被保守在主耶稣的道理上面，他很有可能会变坏。
And if they do not they are safely kept in the words of God, they can go astray.
他可能会做出那个社会上很震惊的那个恶事。
They will do the evil things of this world.
所以通常那个犯罪的都是很聪明的。
So those who are usually commit crime, they're very smart.
所以今天一个孩子很聪明，但是我们看到的是孩子的父母亲他有责任。
And so when a child is very clever, the responsibility of the parents is important.
所以其实今天我们在观察，我们做神的使者，其实看到一些现象，我们要点出重点在哪里。
And so as a messenger of God today, we must point out
当时候，米该亚其实已经得到神的信息，他知道会发生什么事了。
So Micaiah already knew the situation at that time.
当时候，你看使者这个召来召看的人呢，跟他说：“你最好讲人家讲过的话。”
So the messengers already told Micaiah that you should speak accordingly.
但是这个时候的米该亚讲出了这一句很经典的名言。
And so Micaiah then spoke of a very famous verse.
这是我们每一个做神的使者要记住的话。
And this is a verse, the passage that we all should memorize.
这句话你要把它圈起来。
We should highlight or circle this verse.
第十四节
，verse 14.
米该亚说：“我指着永生的神起誓，神对我说什么，我就说什么话。”
Verse 14, and Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak."
神说什么话，我们就要说什么，绝对不能够把它删减或者是加添。
And whatever the Lord says to me, to us, we should speak accordingly. We should not add any words or deviate.
那这个也就是忠心的神的使者应该有的表现。
And this is something that a loyal servant must have.
神对我说什么，我就说什么。
What the Lord says to me, I will speak.
重点是神要有说。
So the important point is that what the Lord says.
如果神没有说，你就不能够说是神说的。
If the Lord did not say it, we cannot say that the Lord had said to me.
如果是我们自己想的，要说是我自己想认为这样子。
And if it was our own opinion, then we must make it known that it is from our own thoughts.
不能够把自己的意见把它套在神的名字的底下。
We cannot use God's name to cover our own opinions.
所以忠心的神的仆人是得到神的信息，他都讲什么话。
So as a faithful and loyal servant, they receive and say what the Lord said to them.
当时候，你看米该亚来到王面前。
So Micaiah came before the king.
王就问他说：“米该亚，我们去攻打可不可以？”
So the king asked Micaiah, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead?"
他说可以啊，可以上去，一定得上。
And so he answered, "Go and prosper, for the Lord will deliver into the hand of the king."
第十六节，这下是换王觉得有问题了。
So now the king, verse 16, thought there was a problem.
过去所讲的都是凶言呢、啊，这是什么？突然讲起好话来了。
So before you had spoken the things opposite of what I wanted to do, and now you are agreeing with me.
所以第十六节，我当嘱咐你几次，你才奉神的名向我说实话呢？
16. So the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?"
这个亚哈王他自己知道，神的使者一定会奉神的名说实话。
And so King Ahab knew that the messenger of the Lord will speak in the name of the Lord.
既然他要知道。亚哈王想要知道
，So King Ahab wanted to know.
所以这个时候，米该亚就讲神的话语了。
So Micaiah then spoke of the word of the Lord.
所以他之前真的是照着这个使者所交代他的，讲一些众人都讲过的话，好话让王高兴吧。
And so previously the 400 men only spoke what was pleasing to the king.
但是他现在他把他所看见的告诉王，让他可以了解。
So now he wanted, Micaiah wanted to speak more to make it clear for King Ahab.
第十七节，米迦说：“我看见以色列众民散在山上，如同没有牧人的羊群一般呢。”
Verse 17, Micaiah then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep, and they have no shepherd."
神说：“这个民没有主人，他们可以平平安安的各归各家去了。”
And the Lord said, "These have no master; let each return to his house in peace."
米迦他说。第十九节
Micaiah in verse 19 said,
你要听神的话，我看见神坐在宝座上，天上的万军势力在他左右。
Micaiah then said, therefore hear the word of the Lord, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
这是米迦亚他看到天上的实况，他看到就好像神特别让他开眼睛，看到在神的宝座面前怎么一回事。
So the Lord opened the eyes of Micaiah and he was able to see what was going on in heaven.
他看到啊神问当时候的这些万天上的这些使者，谁要去引诱亚哈上基列拉摩去阵亡呢
？And twenty, and the Lord said, "Who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead?"
我们要知道，其实亚哈王已经多次把他自己卖给偶像，他的命运就是死亡灭，被灭。
So we know that Ahab already sold himself to the idols, and his result is death.
在第二十章的时候
，So in Chapter 20.
当亚哈王他擅自的把这个亚兰国的王把他放走以后
，When Ahab released the king of Syria.
那这是亚兰王哦，亚兰
，Aram
是 Assyria 吗
？Assyria.
那时候神已经透过先知跟那个亚哈说，你的命要代替他的命了。
And so the Lord already told Ahab that your life will cost your life.
啊，这个就是第三十九节那里这一个先知的门徒特别来跟王讲了一句话。
And so the messenger of the Lord came to speak to Ahab.
第二十章的三十九节。
First Kings chapter 20 verse 29.
王从那里经过，他向王呼叫说：“仆人在镇上的时候，有人带了一个人来对我说：‘你看守这个人，若把他失了，你的性命必代替他的性命。’”不然，你必交出一他连得银子来。
And verse 39, now as the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and there a man came over and brought a man to me, saying, and said, Discard this man, if by any means he is missing your life, shall be his life."
四十节，仆人正在忙乱之间，那人就不见了。以色列王就听他说，那你自己定妥了，你必照样判断你。
Verse 40, and while your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, "So shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it."
所以这个王啊，当时候听这个，其实是先知所打扮的人讲了这句话。他说：“那就应该这样子。你既然答应人家看守，你把他撕了，那你的命就要赔偿了。”
And so this king Ahab told this servant that was that if you have lost this person, then your life shall be in place for his life.
王就已经这样判断了嘛。
And so this is how the king of Israel judged the situation.
那其实这个就是判断他自己。
So this is also judgment towards himself.
所以四十一节，这个时候他就认出，原来是先知。
And so then he realized that this one of these people was a prophet.
四十二节，他就对王说：“主如此说，因你将我定要灭绝的人放去，你的命就必代替他的命，你的名也必代替他的名。”
And 42, then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people."
这句话，亚哈自己的口已经定了，他的命要去代替亚兰王的该死的命了，所以已经定出了他的结局。
So here we see the end result of Ahab, that his life will be for the life of.
现在亚哈王要死亡的这个事情怎么样解决呢
？So how did King Ahab end up dying?
这个时候，我们在22章就看到了在天上所发生的事情。
So we see what the events were happening in heaven in chapter 22.
第二十一节
，verse 21.
其中有一个神灵在神的宝座前出来说：“他说我要去引诱他，我去引诱亚哈王。”
First Kings chapter 22, verse 21. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, "I will persuade him."
二十二节，神就问他说：“你要用什么方法？”他说：“我要去在他众先知口中做谎言的灵。”
The Lord said to him, In what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
神说这样子你必能引诱他，你去如此行吧。
And the Lord said, You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so.
对这个灵来说，他说我要在他的众先知，就是亚哈的先知当中做谎言的灵。
So this lying spirit came in the form of the prophets of Ahab.
好，所以他就真的去执行了这个工作。
So he went out to carry this work.
二三节，现在神使谎言的灵入你的这些先知的口，并且神已经命定降祸给你了。
Verse 23, Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these people, prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you.
这是米该亚，他很忠实地把他所看见的在天上的实况，把他讲给亚哈王知道。
So Micaiah spoke of these things that he saw in heaven to King Ahab.
他让亚哈王了解，他所养的这些使者基本上都已经被谎言的灵迷惑了。
So Micaiah told King Ahab that these 400 prophets they have a lying spirit.
什么叫做谎言的灵
？So what is a lying spirit？
这个灵其实他没有做什么事。
And these lying spirits they did nothing wrong.
他并没有跟他们讲任何的谎言。
They have not spoken any lies.
事实上，只是让这些先知的心，他是以他自己的心意去讲说所谓神说的话而已。
And they have these lying spirits turn the hearts of the prophets to speak of what the Lord wanted them to say.
所以真正的假先知哈，真的说你有得到什么样的很奇怪的信息也没有。
And so they actually did not receive any incorrect prophecy.
他们就是本自己的意思去讲说是神说的而已。
They spoke accordingly that was from the will of God.
我们看以西结书第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13.
以西结书十三章。
Ezekiel, chapter 13.
这是我们今天做神的使者，我们要小心的。
And this is something that we need to be alert as a messenger of God.
以西结书十三章第二节。
Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 2.
十三章第二节，人子啊，你要说预言攻击以色列中说预言的先知，对那些本己心发预言的说，你们当听神的话。
Verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against.Prophets against the prophet of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear the word of the Lord.
第三节，主神如此说：愚顽的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意，却一无所见。
Verse 3, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
第四节，以色列啊，你的众先知好像荒场中的狐狸。
Verse 4, O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the desert.
第五节，没有上去独挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣，使他们当神的日子在镇上站立得住。
Verse 5, you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord.
第六节，这些人所见的是虚假，是谎诈的占卜，他们说是神说的，其实神并没有差遣他们，他们倒使人指望那话必然立定。
Verse 6, they have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, Thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed.
第七节，你们岂不是见了虚假的异象吗？岂不是说了谎诈的占卜吗？你们说这是神说的，其实我没有说。
Verse 7, have you not seen a futile vision, and have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken.
所以，你看这段圣经在说明，有些所谓的先知在预言的时候是本他自己的心意在讲话而已。
So here mentions that some prophets, when they're prophesying, it is based off their own thoughts.
他们说神说的，其实神说我没有说啊。
And they say that they claim that is from God, but God says I have not spoken.
所以他们说他看到了什么异象，其实是虚假的异象。
But then when they see these visions, it is a false divination.
这个就是我们今天所看到在列王记里面一个真正的神的使者。你看他绝对不会本自己的心意去讲话的。
So we see that from the First Kings, chapter 22, that a true messenger of God will not speak from his own mouth.
除了以利亚，他很忠心的去讲神的话，去做神的事之外啊。
And other than Elijah, that he was loyal and faithful to the words of God.
真的属神的先知，他们就是这样子忠心，在执行神的吩咐。
So we also see that other prophets of God they're also loyal and faithful.
即使去讲出了让这个王掌权人讨厌的事情，他都不害怕的。
Even if their words from God will anger the king, they do not fear.
所以这个时候的这个米该亚，他所展现出来的先知的本色，很值得我们效仿。
So the role that Micaiah played as a prophet is very good for us to emulate.
神对我说什么，神让我看见什么，我就说什么。
So what the Lord allows us to see, we will speak of.
那因此，我们今天要祷告求神。
So today we must pray to God.
让我们很知道我们的心在想什么。
And to allow us to know what our hearts are truly thinking.
今天我们做神的使者是要讲神的道理。
As a messenger of God, we are to preach the word of God.
是要讨神的喜欢。
We are to seek to be pleasing to God.
不可以去讨人喜欢。
We cannot seek the approval of men.
就好像今天有时候我们喜欢我们在听道理的时候。
Just like today when we are listening to sermons.
我们喜欢听什么样的道理？
What kind of messages do we like to hear?
在讲道的人，也许也可以讲一些笑话。
So the person that's giving sermon can speak.
今天如果讲笑话，每个人都醒过来，没有人会打，没有人会打瞌睡啊。
If the sermon speaker says a lot of jokes, then nobody will fall asleep.
但是如果讲个笑话，大家嘻嘻哈哈笑一笑就过去了，没有了。
But if what they say only brings about laughter.
讲人的道理容易，要讨好人很容易的。
But it is very easy to please men.
也就是说，讲一些众人喜欢的事情。
They only have to speak of what people want to
hear. 大家就会赞美，就好像这个亚哈王对这个四百个先知，哇，一定奖赏有加。
Then just like King Ahab, he probably applauded and then praised his these 400 men.
每个人送礼物。
Everybody gets a present.
因为这个王心里高兴啊。
And so the king, because the king is happy.
但是如果是讲神的话语的。
But if this prophet spoke the words of God,
那这话语可能就是会让人听得不舒服的。
The word of God may allow other people to feel not as comforted.
但是如果是我们被派的人，我们敢讲吗？
But if we are sent, do we dare to speak of the word of God?
我们如果是在接受从神来的信息的人，我们听到这样的话，我们作何感想呢？
If we receive words from God, are we going to speak according?
所以今天我们在传讲神的道理的时候，
So today when we are preaching the word of God,
我们一定要秉持圣经里面所留下的这个美好的榜样。
We must remember the example from the Bible.
当神要我们去要去做的事情，有时候是很艰难，甚至我们不愿意去的做的事。
And sometimes the things that we are entrusted to do, they're not easy.
但是我们要愿意顺服神的差派，就是去的，去讲了。
But we must be willing to submit to the calling of God and just.
今天神的代言人就是神的使者，一定是讲出神的话语。
And so the messenger of God will speak what the Lord
在分享神的道理。
When we share the word of God.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章啊。
So in 2 Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
今天我们有可能是为讲神的道理的人，我们也有可能是在领受神的使者在讲的话。
And so we may be preaching the word of God. We are also receiving word from a messenger of God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章的第十三节。
Let us look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
这里帖撒罗尼迦信徒他留下一个榜样。
So the brethren at Thessalonica they left behind a good example.
为此我们不住的感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传的神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，那以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中了。
Verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth.
这里特别提到说我们讲神的道理。
So here we speak the words of God.
我们一定会发现神的道理是要帮助我们更新，帮助我们能够更亲近神。
And this the word of God will allow us to draw closer to him.
会让我们更了解我们要怎么样去能够行在神的路上。
And for us to a better walk on this path of God.
要勇敢的来承认我们所敬拜这位神，愿意依靠他。
To be bold and to rely on the God whom we worship.
你看这个神的使者在列王记里面他是这样子在凸显出他愿意说出神的道理。
And so we see that this messenger recorded in 2 Kings chapter 22 was willing to speak.
他不怕得罪王的。
God. He was not afraid of offending the king.
亚哈王，你看他对以利亚先知所讲过的话，他很多次都知道。这个以利亚很勇敢的指责他的错误。
And so when Elijah, he also was very bold in making corrections of the king.
现在这个米盖亚也是一样。
And now the same with Micaiah.
好，等到亚哈王过去之后，换一个王出来了。
So after King Ahab passed, there was a new king.
如果我们看回来列王记下第一章，
If we look back at 1 Kings chapter 1,
亚哈王的儿子亚哈谢当现在掌权了。
And King Ahaziah was the new king.
那这个亚哈谢他现在说从楼上的栏杆掉下来，生病了。
So Ahaziah fell through his lattice in the upper room.
生病了，那就说要去求神，结果他不是去问 以色列的神，他跑派使者下去问以格伦的神巴利西普。
And so the king went, he did not inquire the Lord, but he went to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron.
就是说，哎，我这个病能不能好啊？
So he went to ask this God if this his his.
因为这个时候，神马上跟以利亚说了，叫他去见这个使者。
And so the angel of the Lord said to Elijah to go meet the messengers.
说你们去问这个以格伦的神，是因为以色列中没有神吗
？So he said, "Do you guys inquire the God of Ekron because there's no king in Israel, the Lord God in Israel?"
所以神说，你现在这个王你下不了你上的床，你一定会死。
So verse 4 has results that the Lord said, "You shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up."
这是对神最大的亵渎跟不敬。
And this is very blasphemous to God.
也就是说，这个亚哈谢他不把神放在眼里。
So Ahaziah did not put God in his heart.
现在神就叫以利亚去跟这个王直接讲这句话，你一定会死。
And so the messenger of the Lord told was to tell Ahaziah that you will surely die.
然后这个王知道以后，你看他现在要派百户长来抓以利亚了。
And so now that the king was known of this, he wanted to capture Elijah.
你看，在死了两次的百夫长五十夫长之后现在第三个五十夫长他知道，在神面前不可以这样子。
And so at the end, the messenger knew that they cannot act this way before.
好不容易把以利亚真的请去了。
And so once they were able to bring Elijah,
以利亚他看到王直接讲的话就是一样，没有任何删减。
And so the Elijah spoke exactly what he needed to speak.
他只是本来是透过他的使者传到的话，现在以利亚自己到王面前去讲了神让他讲的话而已。
Before it was through his messengers, but now he spoke the same words.
他只跟他说：“你一定会死。”
Elijah told the king, "You will surely die."
这个王果然就死了。
Then the king died.
我们就看到这个神的使者。
So we see that the messengers of God.
他是这么样的勇敢。
They're very brave.
他看到的。他所听到，他就讲出来。
And they will speak of what they hear.
结果真的让众人看出他就是神的仆人。
And the people was able to see that he is truly the messenger of God.
那他做完了神的工作，神就用旋风把他接走了。
So once he has finished his work, the Lord carried him, received him away.
这就是今天我们每一个做神的使者的，我们会得到的。
And this is something that we will all receive as a messenger of God.
让我们都能够效法这些古圣徒所留下的榜样。
Let us look at this good example left behind for us.
我们今天传达神的信息。
When we are preaching the message,
我们向世人宣讲这得救的福音。
We tell people the message of salvation.
基本上我们都是在做神的工作。
We are doing work for the Lord.
我们需要忠心的来扮演我们的角色，让众人看出我们是属神的。
We must play our role faithfully and be loyal so others can see that we are from God.
愿我们都能够这样子成为神忠心的仆人。
And so may we all be loyal and faithful servants of the Lord.
得到神的喜悦。
And to be pleasing before Him.
将来在神的国度里面都是有份的。
Then we may all have part in the heavenly kingdom.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us rise and sing.
424首。
Let's sing Him 424.